Yeah, my sweet baby got a good thing going on. Got a love so strong that we never grow old.
You're listening to music from In Any Town. It's the latest release from a couple that call themselves the Lucky Losers, Phil Berkowitz and Kathy Lemons. Great to join you here on GLT. Thanks for your time.
Hey, John. Happy to be here.
I don't know who wants to answer this, but I'm sure you get asked it all the time. What's in a name? The Lucky Losers.
It's just rife with all kinds of great little underlying themes and ironies and idiosyncrasies that are kind of define who we are as people, I guess.
In a nutshell, we were both losers until we met each other.
Oh, come on now. Really?
No, we're a great team. Make no mistake about it. Where we were once disorganized and confused about what we were doing, when we started joining forces together, we became a cohesive machine, a booking machine, and a promotional machine.
We're lucky to have the opportunity to go out there and lose on a regular basis. You know what I mean? We're very lucky. And with each failure, you know, I mean, we may not win the battle, you know, or win the whole war, as they say. You know, death is going to overtake us eventually, but we may win some skirmishes along the way.
So, and we're having fun.
Say, baby, it's me again. Why don't you let me in? Give me that sweet thing that I've been waiting for. Didn't know we could get so high. Didn't know we could get so high. Didn't know we could get so high.
Okay, so the song we're playing right now is So High. I'm guessing it's autobiographical?
Yes, it is. I think it is.
Yeah, it was just kind of wanted to write just sort of a kind of a simply put sort of song that, you know, that grooved but also had sort of, you know, sort of loving sentiment that I was, you know, feeling for Kathy when we were first dating together, and the sort of excitability of it. And it was, you know, it came together pretty easily. I co-write with my songs with a gentleman named Danny Caron, who is incredible.
He's a great guitar player.
Yeah, used to be the band leader for Charles Brown.
Absolutely.
And Danny's been kind of a mentor to me over the years, and so he's a great teacher.
Danny teacher is a wonderful musician and a great teacher.
Let's go to the album itself again. In Any Town is the name of the album. And on here, you have a number of impressive names joining you. Kit Anderson was your producer, it sounds like. Jeff Jensen joined you on here. And on one song, Frank Goldwasser, another great guitar player. Can you talk a little bit about the guy they call Paris Slim?
Paris Slim, a.k.a. Frank Goldwasser, is one of the great secrets in blues. If you love blues guitar, you need to check him out. He is amazing. He can play anything. He's brilliant. He's from Paris, France, no lie. I met Frank Goldwasser way back in 1987, where we briefly had, for just a few months, a band together. But Frank, I just basically asked Kid, you know, hey, maybe we could get Frank Goldwasser. What's he doing? I know he's in Santa Barbara. So I called Frank up, and he went into his studio and he cut those tracks, and we threw out some ideas. Frank isn't one of the best kept secrets. If you folks dig in and Google Frank Goldwasser, you're going to get you're going to have a little trouble, but keep looking because he will turn up.
That's Kathy Lemons. You're listening to GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. She's joined by Phil Berkowitz, her boyfriend, and they're the Lucky Losers. They're going to be in Decatur here real soon. Phil, I'll go with you. You recorded Jackson on this most recent album, a song made famous by Johnny Cash and June Carter. Was it the chemistry that Johnny and June had that, you know, that was the spur for putting this on the album?
Well, you know, to be honest, I had never heard that song before, and Kathy turned me on to it and said, "Hey, you know, you wanna do a duet cover, you know, a classic duet cover? Here's one." And I listened, and I was like, "Gee, you know, this might be good. You know, we could fashion it, you know, to what our strengths are." And, you know, we sort of gave it more of kind of a boogaloo kind of New Orleans groove there.
You ready, baby?
Honey, I was born ready.
Well, that's what you say.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper spray.
You know, I think that when we started doing this, somehow we developed some sort of a little bit of a
banter.
Yeah, rapport between us that people seem to like. You know, they like that kind of male-female tension thing, you know,
well,
on
such
stage.
A funny song. It's funny, man.
And they always had fun when they performed it, too, which was often, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were great. I love Johnny Cash, and I love his
awesome stuff.
That's
funny. I never heard that. And I've listened to a lot of, different stuff, but what's funny is it's just, you know, some of the stuff that's really classic and right under your nose out there for so many years, I'd never gotten, you know, hip to it.
Gonna show all them highfalutin young women just what they don't know how. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Honey, turn loose my coat.
I can't.
Well, I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye is all she wrote.
Live from San Francisco via Skype, it's the Lucky Losers, Phil Berkowitz and Kathy Lemons. Both of you have played with an impressive amount of names over the years. We off the air, we're talking about John Lee Hooker. You've also played with Stevie Ray Vaughan, among the two of you. Do you have any great John Lee Hooker stories, short ones that you can share?
My greatest compliment in life came from John. We had taped a concert. I was what was called a send-off singer for his group. So I would get up and sing a couple songs, and then he would come on and do the show. So I only had a few short moments up there, but one night in particular in Canada, in a big auditorium, I did a really good job, and I was really proud of myself, and we heard it together on tape, and then John Lee Hooker said, that's Big Mama.